If it's a Sunday morning on Robin Hood Radio, and it's this time on Sunday morning, that means we are joined by Willie Hallahan from SportingACause.com. Of course, SportingACause.com is the website that lists all these events that are fundraisers, local fundraisers, and the thing about it is they're all somehow, some way connected with sports. And with that introduction done on this chilly, I'll say cold, Sunday morning. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall, and thank you for that frosty introduction.
No problem.
Yeah, the frost is on the pumpkin almost in the 30s or the low 40s at my house today. I tend to be in a warm spot. I talk to my friends every day, how cold was it at your house, and I seem to be a few degrees warmer here in Canaan. But
34 at my house.
Oh, boy. Yeah. That's getting cold. Today, it's getting off to a cold start, but there are events going on. Over in Litchfield, these people got warmed up early. Pretty much as we speak, that zany beat-the-clock challenge I talked about last week is going on. That's over at the Litchfield Distillery property on Bantam Road in Litchfield. And this is that race where competitors run a two-mile loop, and as long as they can do it in under 30 minutes, they continue to do it. And each round, the time limit is diminished by a minute each lap until there's only one runner left. So those people are keeping warm for sure. Also this morning, the Salisbury Beast 5K will be kicking off at 9:30 this morning. If people thought that, if I hustle, I can get there in time, if you haven't pre-registered, it's not going to work. A lot of events. This is kind of a holdover from the pandemic, Marshall. And I probably shouldn't speak of the pandemic in the past because some elements are still going on for sure. But when the pandemic started, if an event decided to hold, say, a race, you could only register online ahead of time. There was no race day registration to speak of. That was to avoid people gathering around the registration table, and it was a safety thing. But I think we might find that continues into the future, less for safety, but more for convenience for the organizers. If you can get everybody to register a week or two or a month ahead of time and know by race day how many people you have, you've ordered your T-shirts and all that ahead of time, that's great. Also, you can cut down on the number of volunteers you need on race day. If everybody's registered ahead of time, they just show up, tell the people there that they're there. They get a packet with their race number, T-shirt, and so forth, and off they go. It avoids that cluster of 20 or 30 or 40 people sometimes in that last 20 minutes before the race starts. So that might be something we see in the future for good reasons, non-pandemic reasons. Anyway, the Salisbury Beast is raising money for the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance Service. Also today, and this is an event I also hope to go to, over at the Coppe Country Club, the Camp Sundown Golf Ball Drop is happening. The festivities, if you will, start at 11, and then at 2, they drop the golf balls. It's been a helicopter in the past that drops this accumulation of golf balls that people buy. I'm not sure they got a helicopter this year. An alternative is to drop from a really tall crane. Either way, it'll be fun to watch. And the way it works is people buy a golf ball with a number on it for $25. And at 2 o'clock, all the golf balls that have been sold are dropped from this height onto the first fairway of the country club. And they've dug holes there, and if the ball goes in the hole, you win prizes. And this supports Camp Sundown, which accommodates kids who can't go out in the sunlight. I've talked about this before, certainly last week. It's a very good cause, and it really touched my heart to learn about these kids that have this incredibly debilitating condition. Also today, the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Turkey Shoots continue in North Canaan. This is the second in a 6-Sunday series, and all the income from that benefits the club's programs. Next Saturday, the 30th, will be the Run for a Cause 2-Mile Run or Walk. This is a race sponsored by the Prenevost family. and it starts and ends at their home in Harlington. And there's no entry fee, but runners are asked to make a contribution to the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. The next day, Sunday, 31st, Halloween, is the 45th annual Kent Pumpkin 5-Mile Run, starting at the Kent Town Green. I've spoken about this in years past, Marshall. This is actually one of the bigger races in our area. They can get easily 700 or 800 people. They probably average 300, even on a rainy day. It's sponsored by the Kent Chamber of Commerce and supports the Kent Food Bank. Costumes are encouraged, and I've spoken about how races aren't that much fun to watch. Well, this is an exception because some of the costumes that people can come up with are incredible. My favorite in years past was six people got together and ran as a six pack of beer. it was really a hoot. Anyway, that's next Sunday and Halloween. And looking forward a little bit into November, which isn't that far away, the Long Ball Invitational golf tournament will be played over at the Under Mountain Golf Course. That's November 7th. And that's pretty much the traditional end of golf tournaments, as far as I'm aware. Many people just put their golf clubs away, but you never know. There are years I've played after Thanksgiving, and some years over at Swassa, we've started to make snow on Thanksgiving. You just never know.
Is that golf club in Valencia still open year round?
They claim to be.
Okay.
Yeah. The interesting thing is, last year or the COVID year, I played golf in all 12 months. That's the first time that's ever happened, in my knowledge. And what you have to have is you have to have a snowless winter. If you have a brown winter, there's no snow on the ground. You have warm days all throughout the winter. You'll have a day or two. It doesn't matter if it's February or January or December or March. And if there's no snow on the ground, then it's a golfing day. And that can happen. But you just never know.
I played up there one year in the middle of winter in one of those snowless winters.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so funny is, first of all, if you can hit the ball on the ground, it goes forever. And if you're trying to get into the green, you have to hit it before the green because if it hits the green, the balls were bouncing like 30 feet in the air.
Yeah, I know. It's very heartening for us short hitters, Marshall, because you do get roll. looking forward into November more, there are about a dozen races. The cold doesn't hold back. The runners are 5Ks and 5-milers. They're also 4 or 5 Thanksgiving Day races. Also starting in November, the Bonspiels are back. Those are the events that are sponsored by the Norfolk Curling Club. It's good to see them back because they just totally went away during the pandemic. Also in November, there used to be a few high school sports-related fundraisers around a basketball tournament, for example, or a hockey game that raised money for something, but I don't think we'll see any of that this year. I mean, we'll see. I mean, hockey teams are just scrambling just to find a rink to play on. So my gut is that we won't see any school-related fundraisers. The pandemic isn't quite over yet. I think it's a confusing time for people. In some ways, there's a feel that we're over the hump, but still people are wearing masks and they're a little reluctant to join in events. So I think we'll have another winter of caution, let's say. Then in December, the beginning of December, the first Saturday, the 4th, Swassa will hold its annual ski swap and sale. That's a big deal. It's a big fundraiser for Swassa. And last year, with the pandemic, we held it. We had all kinds of restrictions. Of course, people were required to wear masks. We held it at the facility at the Lakeville Hose Company. Massive space. We took up the space that half a dozen trucks would normally occupy. We could only let 25 people in at a time. It was drizzling out, and people stood in line outside for over an hour to get in, and we had the best year we ever had. People were, at that point in December, people were really looking for things to do, and winter sports were one of those safe events that they could indulge in. So they bought skis and cross-country skis and snowshoes and skates and all that stuff. It'll be interesting to see what happens this year, Marshall. We've been told by the jobber who brings a bunch of new equipment down to supplement our used stuff that prices are through the roof.
Yeah.
For everything, really. I mean, not just ski kind of equipment, but just about everything you can imagine. It's this. I'm no economist, but I know that the 5% inflation figure we're fed by the government, it doesn't even come close to telling the real story about prices. I mean, all I have to do is go to the grocery store, you can see.
Supply and demand, and, you know, it's so bad. This isn't a joke. All these places that just sell wings, these wing restaurants,
mm-hmm.
they've now gone to ordering, this is no lie, thighs, chicken thighs, and they of course, they take them off the bone, and they're selling chicken thighs when they can't get a hold of chicken wings.
Oh, yeah. It's a nasty confluence of inflation and all these supply restrictions. I mean, we've all heard the stories every night on the news about all the freighters out in the bays that can't drop off their goods, and it's they're talking about, oh, it's going to be a dire Christmas season. Well, I think that's the least of our worries.
Yeah.
But anyway, it looks like the prices for new ski equipment will be way, way up if we can get it at all. So it's going to be interesting. I think there'll be a clamoring for people to buy good used equipment. If we have it, we'll see. That's about as far as into the future as I want to go, Marshall. things have definitely slowed down, as I've been saying, and that's okay.
At that time of year where it normally slows down anyway.
It is, yeah.
All right, Willie. Well, Sporting a Cause is the website, and Willie, we'll check in with you and get future updates.
Okay, thank you, Marshall. You take care.
Take care. Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com.